would love to call you back just as soon as I can.
The mailbox is full.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and there's a birthday coming up. I have a girl who is about to turn... Bleep! I won't say. But anyway... And I was writing a card, and I looked for a stamp, and I found, ran out of stamps. So I'll get the stamps tomorrow and send it. But anyway, so I just want to remind Erica Lee especially. She's my girl. And just a couple of photos that I just put here. The one I'm using, the image, is when we were in Kreuzlingen, Switzerland. And... she's sitting in my lap there. That was, she was, because again, she was born, March, and then in August, not too long, very young child, we left North Carolina and went for a short visit to Switzerland and various other places in Europe. And didn't come back for months. It got extended. But we spent most of our time in Kreuzlingen. We did spend some time in Germany, Hanover in particular, for the ITMA conference in 1991, where we demonstrated it was Heritage Systems. We had a machine from a Korean company. What was the name of the company? A knitting machine, and it was demonstrated there on the trading floor, or the trading floor, the display floor. But anyway, and a lot of interesting events. But so we were there for a while, and while we were there, I left my family in Kreuzlingen to make some other trips myself, specifically to. Italy, Milan, Italy, and did that once or twice when I was there, and then to Czechoslovakia at the time, again during the time when Gorbachev was in custody or out of the, but. There's a September 15th photo while we were there. One day we went on the Lake of Constance. We took a boat ride to see some tourist stuff. There's my little girl with her dad. And then in October, got there in August. We're still there in October. And this is her, on the computer. So she's been on the computer since she was very young. And I do have notes there on that computer. That computer was I think they called them luggable at the time because, it required AC, but it was portable. Big keyboard, and the display was only, 640 by 480. So it was, pretty low resolution for today. And monochrome, it was the orange screen, the plasma display. A massive 4 megabytes of memory. Ooh. And 100 megabyte hard drive. This was a monster machine for its day. It weighed something. So when you carried it around, you it had a big handle in it. You carried it around. And that machine cost $10,000. Notebooks are a whole lot cheaper now. But that, I was one of the few that had a portable computer because portable computers were really expensive. So I had a portable computer in 1991. My cash flow was a little bit different then because, again, we bought two of those, one for Richard, my partner, and one for myself. So, we had two of those. Cash flow was different. But so that was a delightful time. This weekend, I want to encourage, again, my family. Because about 10 years ago, February 4th of 2014, so a little bit over 10 years ago, Bill Nye and Ken Ham had a debate. And this was a big deal back then. Bill Nye is the atheist, billions of years guy. And Ken Ham is the Answers in Genesis guy. And So I watched the debate again 10 years later, and I highly recommend it. You know, it's there for you. It's online. You can download it from me because one of the things that I think is important is, you know, at the time I watched it 10 years ago, I was learning a lot from both sides, various arguments. I was already fairly studied, so I didn't learn a tremendous amount, but I did learn something from both. But this time I watched it, especially because most of the the arguments are 10 years old, but also look at the technique of Bill Nye and the technique of Ken Ham. Ken Ham did do a couple name-dropping things, which, again, I think that's the argument from authority. I don't think that was necessary. Bill Nye did a whole lot of that, and did the attack stuff. He did the ad hominem things, you know, and would constantly, instead of answering questions, set up new ones. And, you know, the personal things. One was, he harped a lot on your English translation of the Bible, and he used the idea of the translation of a translation, and he mentioned the telephone game idea, that it's one to another, because again, it's complete hogwash. The arguments against that is quite solid, you know, where it's not translated from a translation, it's translated from the original, from the Hebrew or the Greek. So, That idea of translation from a translation, that's silly. But the copy of a copy of a copy, yes, that's true. But one of the things we have, again, is well documented, we have a whole bunch of documents from various places that you can see that when errors are introduced and find out where they're introduced to find out what is true and what is not true. So I think that's why we can look at the Bible and say we have a reliable document, because the things that are questionable are, is this verse, that verse reliable, or is this particular word correct? Either one of two things is a secondary or tertiary point, or there are other passages that will confirm or deny what would be most likely the rational word or phrase or expression, whatever. So it is worth considering that debate. And not only the debate itself on the subject matter, but the techniques. One other thing, because many have talked about it, but I'll give you the one from J.P. Sears, the comedy thing about the Boeing whistleblower dead, because a lot have discussed this. One of the things I discussed with a couple is the objective here is, you know, this could be reality, or this could be, you know, in the sense that he did indeed commit suicide, or he was suicided. And I proposed the idea that if somebody's in that position, what you do is you say, I have this information, especially if I have a point, you know, issue A, B, and C, I'll expose issue A and B, and I'll hold back issue C. And so that's my insurance policy, and then put that behind a dead man's switch. So if I get suicided, it comes out. So it is, again, it's an insurance policy. It's not a guarantee. And I've had somebody understand that idea and is now suggesting a party that might be interested. So the likelihood, again, is, you know, history shows small, but at least it's on the table again. For that, I am grateful. But either way, my lady, my wife, do you remember 30-some years ago in 1991, we had this little girl come into our life? You remember in 1990, you know, shortly after we were married, we went to the pregnancy care center and took a test. And it was kind of like, nah, I didn't think so. And it's like, whoa, I was shocked. That was really a surprise. And as I said so often, the thing that changes you is not marriage, but a child. And it sure did. It definitely did. Erica Lee is a great delight to me, even today. Even though she denies Christ, and she has some issues that are a concern. She's reached out to me. I've reached back, reached out to me, complained that I'm not communicating with her. You know, and I continue to reach back, and she doesn't communicate with me. So I will continue to reach out to her. As long as I have breath, I'm available to all my kids and my lady. Because Eric Lee, happy birthday, and I'll hope to get the card out to you tomorrow. And my lady, my wife, I'm trying to reconcile the family. I'm not going to give up. I love you, and I ask for you back.